You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davies.
Thank you. It's like I never left. Actually, I did real quick. But we're back for the 12-minute warm-up here. They went right to the, they put the pedal to the metal for us. So this game's probably going to start a little bit before 4 o'clock. But that's okay. It's basketball fever, and it's alive and well here at the campus of SUNY Oneonta. The Alumni Fieldhouse, Dewar Arena, call it what you want, but this is the site of the 12th annual MAC Boys Basketball Championship now, after the Unadilla Valley Lady Storm win a championship over Unitingo 44-34. We turn our attention to the boys, and I'm a lot more armed and dangerous when it comes to the boys because of a nice website that allows me to recap way back to 1984. We start our ball game. Sydney, by the way, you want to know who's playing? Unitingo and Sydney. Did I not say that enough times in the first game? Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show gets us going. Sponsored by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, call 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara, which is the coaches, Mike Brzee and Jim Knight. The players, the Sydney Warriors and the Unitingo Spartans, and the fans of both teams, and some of them are looking pretty crazy today, the best in this afternoon's ball game. We're going to take a look at both teams a little bit more in depth and a little history behind this league championship game, who's won what, how many times, and all that good stuff. It is the MAC Boys Championship, 12th annual, and it's live on WCDO.
Cork O'Hara invites you to experience the difference when you shop for your next car, truck, van, or SUV at Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. We are so confident in the quality of our vehicles at Chambers and O'Hara that we will give you a lifetime engine warranty on any vehicle. That's right, a lifetime engine warranty. So stop by for the best deal on your next vehicle, and Eli Kelly will assist you with all of your financing needs. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Call 563-4311 or check us online at chambersohara.com. Some restrictions may apply on lifetime warranty.
I love newness. I find newness often goes hand in hand with awesomeness, which brings me to McDonald's Dollar Menu. For years, it's been my go-to menu, especially when they offer something new. The Grilled Onion Cheddar, the newest taste for just a buck. 100% beef patty, a slice of white cheddar, caramelized onions. Newness, definitely awesomeness, resulting in happiness.
Every day, as always, there's a lot to love for a little on McDonald's Dollar Menu. A la carte only. Prices and participation may vary.
So, I hear McDonald's has any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just a dollar.
All day?
Yeah.
So I can get any of those drinks at McDonald's for a dollar right now?
Yes.
What about now?
Yep.
What about now?
Yes, 24 hours a day, any size, just a dollar.
Whoa.
Satisfy your thirst with McDonald's any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just $1. All day, every day.
Ooh, even now?
Even now.
Many locations open 24 hours. Prices and participation may vary.
At NBT Bank, we're committed to delivering the best in community banking. That's why we introduced iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive offers free checking, debit, and savings accounts that help you build and manage your personal finances, and will be there every step of the way to help you grow your money skills. At NBT Bank, we're as committed as you are to achieving your goals. Visit nbtbank.com/iStrive or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank, member FDIC.
For 85 years, the people of Maravido have delivered energy, fuel, and food, service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Maravido people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Maravido, our people make energy different.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back. It is about 7.5 away, and the Sydney Warriors in the home white as the top seed, winners of 16
Quality Hardwoods in Spring Valley on route.
16-1 on the season, lost to Utica Notre Dame in the very first game they played in the Tom Schwann Memorial Tournament in Norwich. Got spanked in that game, actually. Did not have Damian Zimmer, but they didn't have Zimmer for the most of the month of December, but they got back on track, defeated Seton Catholic the next game, 41-34, and then they started scoring a little bit more points, and in fact beating teams like Hancock and Walton with scores in the 70s. They won a lot of games with the low 60s and allowing anywhere from 27 up to 45 points. Their margin of victory has been pretty good. They got here by virtue of their dominating win over Oxford, and I say dominating, second half dominating over Oxford, because if you remember that game a week ago, it was a one-day cancellation. It was 36-23 at halftime, but there had been six lead changes in the game, and then Sydney went crazy with especially with Brandon Walters and Bill Kozak leading the way in a 23-11 second quarter. That was the springboard, but then they just kept on going in the second half and not getting to the free throw line. I mean, 5-for-6 from the foul line was it. Crazy but true for the Sydney Warriors. Unitigo, meanwhile, did me a favor and held off their semifinal game against Green till Tuesday night. They won that game by the score of 56-46, a 10-point win. Again, a very good first quarter in that there were three ties and four lead changes, and then next thing you know, Unitigo put the clamps down on high-scoring Dan Treadwell and Zach Wentlett and kept that balance going. Tanner Winchester with 16 points. It was 10, and I had said 18. You probably don't remember a play. I do, though, where Winchester and Butler were standing next to each other. I had taken my attention away just for a split second, and they were both congratulating each other on the basket, and I thought it was Winchester. It was Butler. So Tyler had 10 in that game, not 8. Winchester had 16, not 18, and Kellen Kabenda had 10 in that game, no doubt about that. And so the balance for Unitigo continues on. Sydney also playing a very balanced attack, as Unitigo has double-figure scores in Quinn Barnhart at 13, Jatana Winchester, the sophomore, at 13.2, Kellen Kabenda at 14.4. So all classes at Unitigo, sophomore, junior, senior, have double-figure scores. Barnhart, the senior, Kabenda, the junior, and Winchester is the sophomore. Rebounding, of course, Barnhart at tops at 7.1, Tana Winchester at 4.5, but second on the team is Tyler Butler. And when it comes to the boys, for some reason, between Sydney and Unitigo, I like throwing out the X factor. I didn't have an X factor in the girls' game. It seemed like I wanted to see what was going to happen. But before, I mean, these two teams are so well-versed with each other. Just for a bit of quick history, last year the win went to Unitigo 43-39. The year before went to Sydney at 48-36. They're not scoring a lot of points in this gym, and that could change today with the abilities for both teams to score from the outside. You know, both teams averaging pretty decent numbers, but this for some reason this place tends to drop off that production, and defense becomes a watchword, and that's exactly what happened for Unitigo last year in their win. As a player who's not on the team this year, David Van Alstyne, the running back for the football team, really made his presence felt on the defense, tying up Bill Kozak a few times, and again, outlasting Sydney by just 4 at 43-39. We're about 3 minutes away. We'll take it right down to the finish because there will be a an anthem, but we will not be able to cover it live due to the acoustics and the miking system, and I'm on the opposite side of the scores table, so we won't have an outlet for that microphone. I did not cover the Unitigo-Sydney game the first time they played. However, Harry Graves did, and from what I can recall, on the 18th of January, it was a 61-48 win for the Sydney Warriors. They led at the half 32-24, and the lead just grew from there. Bill Kozak had 14 points. Joe Matzell had 12. Brandon Walters and Damian Zimmer had 8. So they had their classic balanced scoring. For the Unitigo boys, they had in that game 9 for 14 from the free throw line. It was Quinn Barnhart with 16. It was Tyler Butler with 13 and Tanner Winchester with 9. But that was the only loss in Mid-State Athletic Competition for Unitigo. They finished second to Sydney. They both won their semifinal games that we did live and are here for the championship. Let's see, who's logging in today? Where's my sheet of paper that I had started for this game? All right, we've got all locals, relatively, logging in. Oneonta, New York. That's where we are now. Binghamton, New York. Bainbridge, New York. And Utica, New York. So Utica, you win the farthest distance award, but I have the feeling that's going to change because Florida, Myrtle Beach, I'm expecting Myrtle Beach to log in. Florida, log in. Possibly other places around the globe. So interesting on what the logins will be. So I'm trying to see if they've added anybody to the roster for both sides. I don't think so, but that could easily change. Sydney comes in 16-1, 12-0 in league play. Unitigo at 13-4, 11-1 in league play. So we will step away and hear from our great sponsors. I'll add those extra sponsors. And we'll all have a real good time here at Oneonta as the second game gets started very shortly here. Unitigo, the underdog against Sydney, the favorites, but both teams know each other so very, very well. We look forward to this game, and I hope you do too. It's FM 101, AM 1490, and WCDOsports.com, your local sports leader, WCDO.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world, and we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com. Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
not sure if we're back yet. I'll talk as if we are. Non-starters being introduced for both teams, so we get a little bit of time. Let's catch up on the login. We talked about the New York Staters that are on from Utica, Bainbridge, Binghamton, and Oneonta. Let's add New York City. Somebody, some goofball not doing his college homework, logging in from Ithaca. I believe that's my son, Kevin. We've got Boston, Massachusetts, North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, Oxford, New York, Newark, California, and Snow Country, Oswego, New York. So no team has been, no player has been added to either roster. So what we see is what we get from the rosters from the regular season. Each have, I think, 13 out of the 15 spaces filled here. So both teams have been introduced on the non-starters, and now we get to join in with the starters. And you'll hear this great public address announcer do his thing.
And now for tonight's starting lineup.
Catch the crowd mic, too.
First, for Unitico, junior, number 10, Helen Ometa. For Sydney, senior, number 5, Hunter Sowersby.
And that could just be the matchup we've been anticipating. Tanner Winchester, 6-foot sophomore.
Senior, number 11, Damian Zimmer.
The miracle worker, Damian Zimmer, coming back from a devastating broken femur in football in October. 3-year player, Tyler Butler for Unitico.
Number 21, Phil
Kozak. Mr. Outside, Billy Kozak for the Sydney Warriors. The guy who leads the action for Unitico is Phil Youngs. The only 3-year player for Sydney, that's Brandon Walters, the senior. Mr. Spin Move over there for Unitico, Quinn Barnhart. And the shot blocker, Joe Metzel for Sydney. No surprises at all. Both teams know each other, and let's not forget that there is a player on Unitico that was here for Sydney last year in John Wingate. So Unitico in the same kind of color pattern that the boys or that the girls were on. That's the dark green jerseys with the darker green numbers. At least these are lined in or outlined in white, so I have a little better visual chance there. On the Sydney boys side, no problem there. It's white shirts, white jerseys. You got the maroon accents, the maroon Sydney, and the maroon numbers. Sydney, as the number one seed, gets the home uniforms and the home bench and home on the scoreboard. They'll be going to my right to start out. Unitico to the left. And there are, again, no secrets between these two schools. Same thing with the coaches. They're golfing buddies. Schools are 12 miles apart. They only get to play once during the regular season in this realignment. So they are looking forward to this one. And we are ready to go. We are underway. Matzel and Barnhart to jump it up. It's up, and it's Barnhart with the inside track on that. Goes to Tanner Winchester to start the ball rolling and bouncing for Unitico. Comenda quickly, high energy to Phil Youngs. Fakes the look at the foul line. Winchester lost the ball, but Barnhart's there to catch it. He's in the right corner. And he'll pop a jump shot. Oh, it's up and good. Barnhart does not shoot from there. But he did, and he made it. Mr. Confidence, no question about it. Sydney's first possession, a give and go to Kozak off the double team. Back to Matzo, way out there. Unitico's going to double team the ball handler. Cross court pass way up and over the outstretched arms of Hunter Sowersby. So Spartans defense successful in the first stop, Sydney's first possession. So Winchester now is going to be playing a little point guard, guarded by Hunter Sowersby. It's Comenda, three-pointer from the left. No good. Rebound to Walters. outlets to Kozak. Comes up the near sideline right in front of me. Walters driving in, and he commits over to Kozak. Fakes the three. Kozak, a stop and pop of the shot is partially blocked by Komenda. In transition comes Phil Young. Hand off to Komenda, right back to Phil. He's guarded by Bill Kozak, no surprise there. Right wing, it's Tanner Winchester. Both teams in a man-to-man, but Unitinga playing more of a double-team help. Coming around is Winchester, swings it to the left. 15 on the shot clock, it's Komenda. Sowersby waiting to see what he's going to do. Pass to Barnhart. Can't back in against Matzel. He kicks it out to Winchester. A little sloppy play. Komenda in the paint, but he's called for the travel. So Sydney defense coming up big that time. 6:26 to go, first quarter, 2-0 Unitigo. As we are just underway with the boys' championship, Unitigo girls lost to Unadilla Valley. Congratulations to Brandy Backus and her Lady Storm. We will interview them at halftime. Cross-court pass to Walters inside. The stop. And the foul drawn. I don't think he's given credit for a shot. Yes, he is given credit for the shot. Walters faked the shot, but now he's being given credit for the shot. Interesting determination there. As Butler gets called for his first foul. Of the players on both sides that are most prone to fouls, Unitigo, he's already logged his first. That's Tyler Butler. And again, not a negative, just his aggressive play. Shot is up and good for Walters after he missed the first. Decent free throw shooting team, Sydney, shooting over 60%. 2-1 our score early on. First 2 minutes of the game. Long pass over to Barnhart. Knocked away by Walters. Saved by Kozak into Walters' hands. He's going through the double team. It's picked off by Winchester. But the pass ahead to Barnhart gets knocked away by Kozak. And we are filled with action to start this ball game, but not filled with points, as the last 2 years have been direct evidence of. 5:57 to go. 2-1 Unitigo. Youngs to inbound. Underneath Unitigo's basket. Around comes Komenda. The fake. He gets Sowersby to commit. Missed the jumper. But a rebounding foul on Unitigo. That's going to go on Tanner Winchester. Two team fouls on the Spartans. So Unitigo in the man-to-man defense. Kozak saunters up the left sideline this time. That's the far way away from me. Kozak to Sowersby. Sowersby quickly in gear. Pops it down low on the back door to Walters. Had to control it first. That means he didn't shoot it. Cross court wide open to Sowersby. The layup is up and good. And we got a lead change. Hunter Sowersby. It's the overplay right now for Unitigo that's either going to get him a turnover or it's going to lead to an easy opportunity like that for Sydney to score. Youngs, cross court to Komenda, quickly in the corner. It is Butler, air ball on the long side, out ahead to Sowersby. He's got Komenda to stop him. He throws it up and misses. Rebound Kozak. Now it's Zimmer inside. Stole it away, but a foul called. And that is going to be a foul on Tyler Butler, I believe. Yeah, that's two quickly on Butler. Well, Sowersby missed the runner, well defended by Komenda, but Sydney kept it alive. It is Kozak in the corner for Zimmer. Fakes the pass. And to Matzel. Matzel to Sowersby in the corner. Kozak had a chance for a three, didn't take it. They go back. Walters for three, left side. High arcing shot, and it's good. Brandon Walters with a defense chasing him. Hits the three-pointer. And it's 6-2. Six-point run for the Sydney Warriors. Winchester, nice no-look pass to Butler. In there and blocked out of bounds by Joe Metzel. Now, I talked about Butler being prone for quick fouls. The other side is Joe Matzel can get called for fouls on block, many times on block shots, because he swings his arms through very demonstratively. That time he did so, but it was clean, and it's Unitigo's ball. Barnhart, the spin move, possession arrow, and that defense credits both Matzel and Walters, and that time Brandon Walters commits the help defense to cause the tie-up. 6-2, Sydney by 4. Looks like Unitigo has kept the far side as their home base for fans. I got Sydney fans behind me. Matzel in a double team to Walters. He's down underneath, off the glass, missed it, but he's fouled. So again, the overplay for Unitigo is causing some interesting passes. John Wingate, who came in the game for Butler, commits his first foul. Four fouls for Unitigo, none for Sydney. Walters at the line to shoot a pair. First shot misses. Walters had a very good semifinal game against Oxford, scoring 19 points, three three-pointers, including a four-point play. This one's going to rattle around and drop in. So 5 points for Brandon Walters, makes it a 7-2 ball game. That's the span of lead for Sydney. Spartans got started quickly with a Barnhart jumper on the first possession. In the corner, it's Winchester. He's very capable of scoring. Commander for three, just off the front of the rim. Rebound by Zimmer. Long pass up ahead to Sowersby. Sowersby starts up the left. No good. Here comes Zimmer with a head of steam, but a traveling call. Good one by the official there. It's one of the, it was a, definitely a reactionary thing for Sowersby to feed Zimmer, who was running at full speed. But a short timeout asked for by Coach Jim Knight allows us to give kudos to our sponsors, including B&M Auto Repair of Sydney, Shindello Federal Credit Union of Franklin, Alpine Roofing of Sydney, Quality Hardwoods of Sydney, Silo Restaurant in Green, the Smith Insurance Agency in Sydney and Oneonta, and Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney and Unadilla. So it looks like the Sydney folks have jumped on the pep band. Sometimes they bring their instruments, sometimes they don't. Meanwhile, I'm going to the bathroom in between games, and who do I see? A bunch of shirtless guys with numbers that correspond to the starters of Unitigo. They've got green glitter hair. They've got a Spartan mascot with a Spartan mask and a flag going through. So spirit is alive and well on both sides. Currently, the score is 7-2. 3:56 to go first quarter. Sydney trailed 2-0. They've scored seven in a row. Mostly Brandon Walters has got five of those seven. Around the screen comes Phil Youngs. Down the baseline, moved by Commander, blocked by Matzel. Outlet to Sowersby, and he'll give it off to Bill Kozak, who's picked up by Kellen Commander. A couple of juniors, so they'll be going at it another season. Through the legs, Kozak, double team, kicked away by John Wingate. Bill Kozak will inbound away from the basket, but still on the Sydney end line. It goes to Matzel. Matzel, nice dump low for Kozak, but he stepped on the line when he caught the ball. Referee's doing a nice job picking up that end line stuff. There have been a few out-of-bounds plays that don't normally happen when it comes to a high school gym, but this larger place, referees with three calling the action or calling the fouls and stuff, doing their job. Spin move by Winchester. Kicks it out to Wingate. Just missed the three-pointer. It spun out. Rebound Matzel. Looks to the other side for Walters. Walters up the floor. The spin move. He's out of control. He lost the ball, and he's traveled. Try to go a little too fast on that play. Looking over at the sideline for Sydney, Mike Brzee still on the bench and very calm at this point. Jim Knight standing up. Now hands on knees. They're very active coaches, very good tacticians. It is Wingate to the right, and traveling is the call as he received the pass and went to pass to the right wing, from the right wing to the right corner. He took two steps doing it. A rather mundane play, and in practice, nobody's going to blow the whistle for that. But in this game, when you got three pairs of eyes, absolutely. All right, 2:43 left in this first quarter. Kozak tries the left side. There's Walters around a double team. The leaping Commenda. Inside, Matzel. Pass knocked away by Wingate. Matzel gets it back. 17 on the shot clock. And 3 seconds called on Joe Matzel. He was camping out. And the turnover to Unitigo. Wingate, Youngs, Commenda, Barnhart, and Winchester. Looks like subbing ready to happen for Unitigo. Youngs. Through the double team. Nice no-look pass underneath the Commenda. He fakes it and goes to Barnhart. Barnhart, a leaner. It's up and good. Both baskets for Unitigo scored by Quinn Barnhart, and that could have been a three-point play. Matzel may have gotten away with a foul on that. Kozak looking long for Matzel. Nice play! Matzel in stride, catches the ball, and puts it up and in. So Matzel with a big basket, his first of the game. It's 9-4. Komenda for three. Swish! Kellen Komenda with his first basket. Their best three-point shooter. Kozak going in on Komenda now. Gives it off to Brandon Walters. Into the corner is Kozak. He's open for three. Takes it, and it's off the back of the rim. Rebound. No, nobody's got it. Sowersby taps it to Zimmer. Zimmer in a crowd. Comes through. He makes the layup, but there will be a foul before that. Give Sowersby credit. He could have tried to grab the rebound away from the defender, but he tapped it to Damian Zimmer. So Nick Beck in the ball game for Unitigo, and way up top is, oh, there's a steal. Off the inbounds, Phil Youngs with an easy layup. His first point, and now we are tied at 9 apiece. A minute 18, 7-point run for the Spartans. Matzel to an open Brandon Walters, going to drive in and go up, and just off the front of the rim, rebound Walters himself, missed it. Rebound Barnhart for Unitigo. So the mojo has switched over a bit. Unitigo with a basketball. They could take their first lead. Their first lead since it was 2-0. One tie, one lead change in this game so far. We'll probably have more. Komenda trying the left side against Sowersby. Youngs guarded by Kozak. He's going to start a move. To the right he goes. Winchester fakes the three, goes to Komenda. Komenda the stop and pop, and it's good! Kellen Komenda found the basket, and another lead change. We've got 11-9 with 25 seconds to go. Brzee now gets up off the bench to direct the play. Kozak's got the ball. Sydney spreading it out a little bit. Double team. Walters around Beck. There's going to be he stepped on the end line. Unitigo doing their job defensively, stealing off that sideline, this near sideline in front of me. Walters turns the ball over. So 11-9, Unitigo will shock Sydney in the last 2 minutes. Behind the back, Youngs to Komenda for three with 5 seconds to go. It's way short. Matzel to Kozak. He's got a second to fling a three-pointer. Oh, God! It's good! Oh, my gosh! A three-point bomb for Billy Kozak. Matzel with a baseball pass to Kozak. He turns, sets, fires, and as the lights of the backboard shine in Oneonta State, it's a three-pointer to give Sydney the 12-11 lead after one. You're listening to the 12th annual MAC Boys Championship Basketball High School game on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything for over 90 years. Downtown Sydney Center.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, there are so many people logging on right now. I've been sent a text from Joe Gardner because I can't transcribe all the names. But another lead change to end that quarter. Three of them in all. The magic three-pointer by Bill Kozak. There's Komenda, who made a three in the first quarter to get Unitigo sparked. But he does not take it. It's Phil Youngs at the foul line. Stops, driving in across the court. Back to, went to Barnhart, mixed up there, crossed up, and it's recovered by Joe Mansell. Up ahead to Kozak, guarded by Kellen Komenda. The matchup of the K's, Kozak and Komenda. Walters stops. Referee always in my way. Bounce pass to Zimmer. Zimmer driving in hard on the left side. Kicks it off to Mansell. Baseline shot good. Joe Mansell off the feed from Damian Zimmer, who has been unable to get off a shot so far in this game. And that's a credit to the Spartan defense. Zimmer usually can break free for something. And his one layup was called off on the travel, if you remember. 14-11, Sydney by three. Winchester has been held in check. He drives up on Zimmer, and he scores up over Damian Zimmer. So Tanner Winchester gets on track on that offensive play. 14-13, Sydney by one. 6:45 to go. Mansell gets his pocket pick literally by QB, Quinn Barnhart. Youngs gives it to Winchester, so they have started a new offense with Winchester playing the point guard. Normally it's Phil Youngs or Kellen Komenda. Zimmer taking Winchester. What a matchup that has been so far. Youngs, the turnaround shot off the baseline, no good. Hustling his back, but he runs out of room. There's that end line call again. Turn right back over. Substitution, Mike Cruz comes in, number 23. Start of the season accompanying Mansell in the forward line, but with Zimmer's comeback, Cruz voluntarily took the bench so Zimmer could start. Now he's in there for Joe Mansell. Walters double team off to Zimmer. Zimmer's double team off to Walters, left side. Back to Zimmer, driving in hard, got the ball stripped, but recovered by Cruz out to Sowersby. They keep passing it around. Walters drives in. Walters leans it back to Sowersby for three. He's got all kinds of time. Missed the shot. Youngs gets the long rebound. 14-13. Sydney. And I'm going to... Whoa, look at all those people checked in. Brunswick, Massachusetts. Ocoee, Florida. And Komenda for three. Pay attention, Mr. Davey. Big shot by Kellen Komenda, and it's a 16-14 Unitigo lead. Lots of action here, and it's Sowersby driving in, and Cruz called for the travel. He wanted to fake it. He had an easy two-pointer, and it's easy for me to say that from here, but it was a little bit of a stumble or a hesitation that caused the travel. But more substitutions, let's see. We got Komenda, Winchester, Phil Youngs, Tyler Butler is back, replacing Nick Beck and Quinn Barnhart. Down low is Youngs against Kozak. Now it is double-teamed. Butler forces up a shot, no good. He gets a rebound, and there's going to be a foul called. Sydney's first foul. That's going to go on Brandon Walters. So we've got Pompano Beach, Florida. Good luck, Trey. I would think Trey Crawford. Here's the inbounds. Winchester blocked by Zimmer, and out of bounds it goes. Monster block by Damian Zimmer. They have held Tanner Winchester to just 2 points. He is their leading scorer. Or a leading scorer. There's three that are about the same. There's Komenda, the stop and pop. He's no good. Rebound Zimmer. Ball is loose. It's Walters with it for Sydney. Walters up the floor to Kozak. Nobody takes him until Komenda picks him up at the three-point arc. Walters back to Kozak. Bound low for Matzel's back in the game. The ball is thrown out of bounds by Barnhart trying for the save. So Joe Mansell comes right back into the ball game, replacing Mike Cruz. And the inbound, it is Kozak looking, he's got to go up top to Walters. Walters guarded closely by Komenda, looking for a steal. Didn't take it, didn't whisk a foul. Zimmer to the corner for Kozak, three-pointer off the back of the rim. It is two Spartans fighting for it, but Barnhart gets it, or Winchester rather. Up to Komenda, no good inside. Possibly an extra step. Zimmer ahead to Sowersby. The leaner is up, and it spins out. He tries to get his own rebound, can't do it. Tanner Winchester gets it in gets it instead. There was a lot of English on that ball, and Jim Knight wants a timeout. So we got Pompano Beach, Florida, Palo Alto, California, Oldsmar, Florida, North Myrtle Beach, Mansfield, Ohio, Cortland, New York, Tampa, Florida says go Hunter, Binghamton rooting for Sydney, Walton is rooting for Unitigo, Howard, Ohio is rooting for Sydney, Ocoee, Florida, and Brunswick, Massachusetts. That's the latest and greatest. And our sponsors also say thank you for logging in, and they include Eggly Machine, Amphenol Corporation, and Tabone Chiropractic in Sydney, Jess F. House Building Supplies of Sydney Center, Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta, and Roberts Eye Care Associates of Sydney and Vestal. Also, thank you to Waldron's Floor Covering, NBT Bank with locations all over Central New York, Butler Auto Sales, Amerigas of Sydney, the Unadilla and Sydney Great American Food Stores, R.E. Wilbur Supply, and all branches of SFCU. Well, we have had a game that's been 12 minutes old, roughly. 16-14 the score. Still kind of a low-scoring game for these teams. Unitigo leads by two. There have been four lead changes and one tie. 2 3-pointers for Unitigo off the hands of Kellen Komenda. 1 3-pointer for Sydney, and that was the unlikely half-court bomb by Bill Kozak that put Sydney up on top to end the first quarter. To 12-11 was that score. All right, leaning in, Winchester commits, but he will catch a break, and a foul will be called. Because he got up in the air and had nowhere to go. Nick Mino into the ball game for Sydney, and he commits the foul. Unitigo to inbound under their basket. A short pop by Winchester misses. Kozak chased from behind by Young, drops it off to 14. That's Mike Ward in the ball game. He misses the lefty layup, and it's tough for Sydney because he's left-handed. It is Barnhart for three. No, just off the front of the rim. Butler with a rebound. It goes in, and he's fouled. Offensive rebound for number 20, Tyler Butler. Followed by Brandon Walters, who now has two. Sydney's only got three fouls. Two of them are Brandon Walters. That's changing things for Sydney, and Damian Zimmer will check into the ballgame. So Hunter Sowersby is on the bench. He was replaced by Nick Mino. Tanner Winchester comes off the floor, and their top sub for Unitigo, John Wingate, into the ballgame. Talking about defensive assignments, both teams playing man-to-man, of course. Shot for Butler is good. Makes the most of the old-fashioned three-point play. And 19-14 lead for Unitigo, their largest of the ballgame. Both teams have had five-point leads, actually seven for Sydney at 9-2. Zimmer bounces it back. Metzel in the corner. Long pass over for Mino. Mino fakes the pass to the right, dribbles left, now goes to Kozak, who is on the right, guarded by Wingate. Back to Mino. 10 on the shot clock. Mino will start the play. Metzel, double team, down low for Kozak. A reverse layup, no, just underneath, and missed it. Wingate with a rebound. Unitigo leading by five. Here comes Komenda going one-on-one with Ward. Kicks it off into the corner. It's Barnhart. He drops it back off to Komenda. Now the offense will reset. They've got that extra 5 seconds. And I still don't know why the boys get five more seconds than the girls. Driving in. It's Barnhart off the pass from Youngs. Rebound on the corner to Matzel. Matzel into the calm hand. The left side he goes. Right in front of the Unitigo bench. Guarded by Wingate. It's now low post for Matzel, but he's in the corner. He's down on the block. Up to the top of the key for Mino. Mino to the right side. Bounce pass now to the low post for Mino. Mino three-pointer way off the mark, and it's out of bounds. Kozak tried to save it and almost did. Did he save it for Sydney? He certainly did. Bill Kozak did not assume that the ball had bounced out of bounds. He ran, leaped in the air both high and long, threw it behind him, and it went off of Wingate's leg. And that becomes a Sydney possession underneath the basket. Phil Youngs and Damian Zimmer talking to each other. I'm telling you, these guys know each other way too much. with this social media and everything. The inbounds pass comes to Zimmer. Zimmer fakes the three. Way up top for Mino. Five on the shot clock. Somebody's got to put it up. Zimmer, long three. Yes, it's good! That's two three-pointers for Sydney. Damian Zimmer's first points of the ball game. It's 19-17 and under 2 minutes we go. Youngs for three. Back of the rim, no good. Ward with a rebound and a little touch foul being called on Kellen Komenda as Ward did the outlet pass. That's his first. Yep. 16 fouls on Unitigo, but you probably already heard that. Checking Zimmer's stats for the season, that is his second three-point basket of the season, and that was nothing more than a buzzer beater about 5 feet closer than Bill Kozak. All right, 1:48 to go. Sydney suddenly, with that three-point magic, has a chance. There's Kozak faking the three for Mino. No, it's turned over. Wingate releases long, and he makes the layup. John Wingate with the basket. 1:35 to go. So Sydney giveth, and Sydney got it. Taketh away, or take it away. Yeah, there goes my Shakespeare. Joe Matzel, Bill Kozak, Nick Mino. Over to the right side for Zimmer. Zimmer around Komenda. Driving in. He's going to go lefty layup. Too hard. And Matzel leaps and tips it in. Joe Matzel. Terrific timing. A rare miss on the layup by Zimmer. And Matzel timed it for the tap-in. 21-19. A minute to go in the half. It is Youngs at the foul line. Off the back of the rim. Rebound Zimmer. He cradles the basketball and hands it off to Kozak. Kozak up the far side again. Hunter Sowersby sitting there waiting to come into the ballgame, the first dead ball. Kozak has not come off the court. Kozak, double team, back to Matzel. Matzel back to Kozak, trying not to get trapped. Komenda's got him. And a timeout asked for by Coach Mike Brzee. It's a short timeout, 37.2 seconds to go. We have got a ton of people logging on today. Here's a chance for me to, because we covered all of our sponsors. We had a chance to talk about the history of this league, and before that, the Susquehanna. Unitigo's two wins came in 1984 and 2012. The first one, the upset win over Windsor at Hartwick College, 61-55. They would stay undefeated until they got beat by Union Springs in the championship of the Section 4 Class C tournament that year. Meanwhile, last year, Unitigo upended Sydney's quest to repeat 43-39. Unitigo had only been in the championship game In 84, the 2010-11 season that Sydney beat them, and last year when Unitigo got the revenge, those are the only three times Unitigo has been in the league championship. So they're trying for three out of four. It is the inbounds pass to Hunter Sowersby in the game now for Nick Mino. The handoff to Zimmer. Zimmer guarded closely and double-teamed. Goes off to Matzel. Baseball pass to Sowersby. A little six-foot jumper, missed it. Rebound by Wingate. 21 seconds to go. Pass up ahead to Barnhart. Long pass to the left side for Winchester. Winchester picked up by Ward defensively. 14 seconds to go. Youngs right back to Winchester. And Tanner dribbles to the right. He stops the dribble off to Komenda. 6 seconds to go. Winchester drives in. Back to Barnhart. He doesn't see anybody open. It's missed. And the half ends. But Unitigo takes a 21-19 first half lead. Still a low scoring game for these teams, but we have come to expect it in the 3 years that they have played against each other. So when we come back, we will have, hopefully, if they remember, Coach Brandy Backus and a couple of her players in the victorious championship season. That is the Unadilla Valley Lady Storm. We start our Maravito Energy Products halftime report, and once again, your score, Unitigo 21 and Sydney 21-19. Stick around. It's live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
For 85 years, the people of Maravito have delivered energy, fuel, and food service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Morabito people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Morabito. Our people make energy different.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Paper or plastic? Boxers or briefs? Plasma or LCD?
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat?
Vanilla. That's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at manginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, Home Office, New Berlin, New York.
Are you ready? Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of live Tri-Town area basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Well, welcome back. Our halftime show on WCDO brought to you by Morabito Energy Products. And they've been doing it for years and years and years, and a lot longer than they've been supporting local sports on CDO. In fact, 85 years of it. Morabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service since 1927. Call 563-HEAT, 563-HEAT. Well, a game very similar to the one we started our afternoon with, and that is the back and forth and the low-scoring affair, but it is the strong effort of Unitigo in a collective sense. Nobody with more than 8 points, taking a 21-19 halftime lead. And after the 8 points for Kellen Komenda, he's got 2 three-pointers, so he, I guess, would constitute the sharpshooter. It's 2 for John Wingate, 2 for Tanner Winchester, a three-point play for Tyler Butler, 2 for Phil Youngs, and 2 early baskets for Quinn Barnhart. For Sydney, Joe Matzell leads the way with 6 points, including a very sweet-looking tap-in. Brandon Walters had a hot first quarter with 5 points, but he was only 2 for 4 from the foul line. Bill Kozak hit his only real shot of the first quarter. That was a buzzer beater from about 40 feet away. Damian Zimmer hit his only shot, which was about a 30-footer as the shot clock was winding down. Hunter Sowersby had a layup for 2 points. All told, Sydney has just 4 two-pointers. They do have 3 three-pointers. They're 2 for 4 from the line for a very low-scoring 19 points. And just so you know what I'm talking about, or I think I know what I'm talking about, they average 61.5 points a game. They are less than a third of that right now. For Unitigo, who averages 64.5 points a game. They are less than a third of the way there at 21 points. But it's not always how many, obviously, you score. It is as long as you can just score one more than the opponent. Well, for the second straight time, my halftime guest has not shown up on time. Brandy Backus told, I said, if the results are good for you, please come by at halftime if you're sticking around. I'd like to talk to you and a couple of your girls and get your impressions on your first ever MAC championship. And she's obviously celebrating with her teammate or with her team, and it's certainly understandable. They played a really good game today to win. By the way, if you didn't know the score, 44-34 was the final over Unitego. A little bit of history in this Mid-State Athletic Conference boys. Talked about the Susquehanna that in such a glorious history didn't start having championship games until 1983-84. And remember the East versus West was literally large school versus small school. So when Unitego was the small school, defeated Windsor 61-55 in 1984 at Hartwick College, that was a major thing. They continued at Hartwick College for a while, and Sydney nabbed the next three championships in a row. They defeated Afton 50-43. Afton that year took Deposit's place because Deposit had played too many games, so Afton was actually the runner-up in the East that year. Sydney beat Oxford the next year 49-46. And then they defeated Deposit the next year, only 42-39. Then your champions were Delhi over Windsor. Then it was Whitney Point 4 years in a row. Then it was back to Windsor, who beat Unitego. So I stand corrected on that championship thing. Oneonta then won three of the next four. Remember, they were part of the Susquehanna Association. Deposit in that year that had Shafi Abdul-Jabbar, Kareem Spencer, Jimmy Griffin, and the rest. They won. They beat Whitney Point that year, 79-68. Oneonta then won. Then it was Sydney. Despite Aaron Klump's 43 points at the arena, defeated Windsor that year, the year they won the States, 88-71. Then Windsor defeated Sydney the next year. Then the last year of the Sus, it was 55-44 over Walton with Windsor winning it. Delhi then was your first champion over Harpersville in 2001-02 of that MAC season. 02-03 was Sydney. The next 2 years were Sydney, beating Afton, BG, and Oxford, respectively. Then it was Unadilla Valley getting two wins in a row. The ironic thing in 06-07 was that Unadilla Valley defeated Oxford, but it was Sydney who was the actual winner of Unadilla Valley's division, but they had played too many games. And what did Sydney do that year? They went on and won the States. Then Walton got their only victory. That was in 07-08. Over Oxford, then it was Oxford beating Sydney, Oxford beating Walton again, then it was the Sydney Unitego 2 years in a row, Sydney and then Unitego winning. So we're about a minute and a half away. Let's take our final break of the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Show. A reminder where we'll be this coming week for basketball and our special sponsors and all the people logging in, for example, Sumter, South Carolina, Largo, Florida for Unitego, and in Unadilla, it's a call to go Quinn! Quinn Barnhart leading his team to a 21-19 halftime lead over Sydney in the 12th annual MAC championship game live from Oneonta, and you're listening to it live on WCDL.
We're specialists in you, Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections, to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. And I'm not sure if it's because the sun has gone down or is in the process of going down or not based on where we are, east, west, north, south, but it's a little bit darker across the way. I think the sunlight must disappear behind me rather than in front of me because it is decidedly darker on that side of the court. I don't know. All right, Rabideau Energy Products, 563 Heat, 563 HEAT, our halftime sponsors as always. So Sydney will have the ball to start the second half, thanks to all the folks logging on. And we can add Columbia, South Carolina, and Carmel, New Jersey, logging on for the Sydney Unitigo thriller in Oneonta. Hunter Sowersby has the basketball. Double team off to Matzel. Joe Matzel is going to take a 16-footer, and it's around the rim once, twice, and now gone down for the third time. Matzel with 8 points, and like Barnhart before him, the same spot and a very rare outside shot. Tanner Winchester has certainly been held in check offensively. Barnhart, the fall-away jumper short. Matzel in there for the rebound from the foul line, no less, because he contested the shot. Now it's tied at 21, and folks, that's only the second time we've had. Matzel gives it to Sowersby. It's a more passive offense right now for the Warriors, and Matzel's trying not to get called for a moving screen. He gets it in the paint. He's got to kick back out. He does to Walters, or to Kozak. The turnaround is no good. Zimmer taps the ball, and it's lost out of bounds. It will be a Spartans ball. We were tied at 9 and at 21. Four lead changes. So if Spartans get a basket here, it is not a lead change. They regain the lead. Around a Tyler Butler screen. Now he gets the ball. The turnaround. There's a blocking call. It's either Walters for the physical block or Matzel for the shot block. Oh, that will go on Brandon Walters. And out of four fouls called on Sydney altogether, three belong to Brandon Walters. So Tyler Butler at the line, shooting a pair. Butler at the line this year, 55%, 11 for 20, and it goes down slightly, although he did make one before. Second shot is good. 4 points for Tyler Butler. Nobody in double figures yet. It's been that kind of ball game. A lot of folks here, and now the Tri-Valley folks are stepping in. Oh, a driving layup by Kozak, and he zips a pass across the key. He thought it was deflected slightly before going out of bounds. They say no, it was not. Unitigo's ball with a one-point lead, 22-21. Opening minute and a half of the second half. Opening moments of the second half. Tyler Butler, Phil Young, stolen by Zimmer. Zimmer still trying to get the ball, and Winchester trying to get it back. A lefty layup. Oh, it tips out. Walters with a rebound. He fakes going out. He goes up and is fouled. They'll get two shots. Brandon Walters, an incredible succession of reactions for him. Damian Zimmer and Tanner Winchester, the ball came. Zimmer tapped it away to himself. It took him about 30 feet to gain control. He again missed that fast break lefty layup, although he was hounded defensively. Walters slipped in there, got the rebound, and will make the free throw. He's 3-for-5 from the free throw line. And a quick timeout. By the way, that foul was called on Kellen Komenda. So it's short timeout, but this will let me start our extra sponsor list again. Where do I start? Let's start at Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney, Unadilla area. Smith Insurance Agency of Sydney. I said Sydney and Oneonta before. I stand corrected. Silo Restaurant in Green. Quality Hardwoods of Sydney. Alpine Roofing of Sydney. Shindello Federal Credit Union of Franklin. And B&M Auto Repair, Cartwright Avenue in Sydney. Also, Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Cohen and Frazier Builders of Unadilla. Eaton and Griffith Law Office. Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria. Richard Wakeman Construction. Video Entertainment Plus. And McDowell and Walker. Walter's second shot is good. tied. It was tied at 22, and now it is a Sydney lead. So it's a lead change and a substitution. So Walters is on the floor, or on the bench. Mike Ward has come in to take him and will guard Tyler Butler. Phil Young to Tanner Winchester, guarded by Zimmer, a leaner that's going to draw a foul. Winchester not under control as he made his way to the basket. Damian Zimmer was under control defensively, but will be called for the foul. One on Damian Zimmer. Winchester misses the first one. Tanner Winchester not shooting a lot at the line this year, 20 for 30 coming in. Misses the first one. He's been held to 2 points tonight, and that's a credit to Damian Zimmer. Second shot is good. Tied again at 23. Four ties, five lead changes. Kozak, he's open slightly. Young's almost a steal, and then he steps to the first row of the bleachers, which in Unitigo would be as soon as you step off the court. Here it's another 15 feet. That's the momentum he had going. Big difference here, as we said, not just the depth of shooting, but the borders. And it's Ward at the foul line. He's wide open. No good. Kept alive by Matzel. It's Ward coming in from behind. No good. Foul call. Let's see. Foul on Winchester. He puts 1-4 up, but it could have gone Winchester or Ward. It's on Tanner Winchester. That's his second. Two team fouls for Unitigo. Ward at the line. He has not scored. Shooting a lefty. Makes the first one. Mike Ward this year came in 8 for 12 from the foul line. That's 67%. That gives Sydney back the lead. Second shot is surround and good. Took a little scenic tour there around the rim. 25-23. Neither team is led by more than 7. Sydney's largest was 7. Unitigo's largest was 5 at 19-14. Barnhart looks for a pass. It's open for Winchester. Misses from three-point land. There's another foul on a rebound, and this time it's an offensive rebounding foul on Quinn Barnhart, but that's only one on QB. Sydney by 2, 25-23. They've got Sydney with Ward, Kozak, Zimmer, Sowersby, and Matzel. Basically, three guards and two forwards. There's Matzel coming out to take a pass. Now to the right for Zimmer. He's going to storm in and score it, and he's fouled. Zimmer, he has not found that lane to the basket to his liking yet until now. Foul will be on Winchester, and that's his third. Damian Zimmer sprung loose. So like his teammate Brandon Walters, has a chance for a three-point play the old-fashioned way. Zimmer at the line, 11 for 18. Misses this one, but a four-point Sydney lead. 27-23. Phil Youngs now takes over at the point. Gives it to Komenda. Guarded by Sowersby. Nice move by Komenda. Draws the double team with Kozak's help. Now it's Wingate in the ballgame. Back to Komenda. Tight defense by Sydney. Komenda, spinning move inside. He's got it. Kellen Komenda with a fist pump. Nice move by Kellen Komenda. And when I say spin, his body didn't spin. His wrist spun to put the ball in the basket from the opposite side. Nice work. Kozak, long three, but it's short. Rebound, Butler. Outlets to Youngs. Chance to tie it up here or possibly take the lead for Unitigo with 4:16 to go in the third quarter. Komenda playing the point. Wingate came in for Winchester. Wingate, not much of a dribbler, goes down low for Butler. The turnaround, he's going to be fouled by Zimmer, but the question is, did he shoot on the foul or did he get fouled before the shot? It's on the shot, no question about it. So two on Zim, and that's going to be Tyler Butler at the line for the third time. He's got a three-point play, and he's 1 for 2 in this quarter already. First shot is up and good. 27-26.
get one more check.
4:05, clock is stopped. 5 points for Butler. And no, just drops off the front of the rim. Rebound. Sydney, Kozak. Sowersby. Oh, he fakes the pass out, and he drives in left side with the right hand. Missed it, though. Oh, he had a wide-open layup in left side, but he put it up with the right hand. Komenda to Butler. Commits in the air. Way out to Youngs. Driving in. The runner. Too hard. Tip up by Butler, or by Barnhart. Excuse me. Quinn Barnhart with a very good-looking tip in. Quinn Barnhart now gives Unitigo the lead. Oh, the fun continues. 28-27, Spartans by one. Kozak trying to elude the double team. Out to Ward. Ward to the right wing. That's Damian Zimmer. 3:19 to go. 15 on the shot clock. Matzel's in the deep corner. Back out to Zimmer. Zimmer keeps looking right, waiting for a Matzel screen. Cheating is Barnhart. Nice work because they tie him up. Wingate and Zimmer. And a timeout asked for by Mike Brzee as Wingate risked a foul right in front of the official, but there was no call. 3:05 left in this one. We'll take a timeout, 28-27 in favor of Unitigo. You're listening to live MAC Championship Basketball on WCDL.
When you go to a local ball game or a school concert or play, you're supporting your children and your community. When you give to the local hospital fundraising and other local charitable groups, you're contributing to the quality of all our lives. Right beside you, you'll find our member owners and our credit union's resources working for the life we live and helping to make it better. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. We've got more people logging on, folks, and just so impressive, including Gainesville, Florida, Delhi and Owego, New York, Buffalo, St. Louis, Newark, California's back on. All right, Sydney, Mike Ward, a three-pointer at the shooting buzzer. Missed it. They kept it alive. Zimmer sips in through a double team. He slices, dices, and makes the layup. Zimmer with 7 points, and it's 29-28. Yet another lead change, basketball fans. 2:46 to go. Kevin Komenda gets away from Sowersby. It's in the corner. Barnhart and Matzel. Lots of contact. No call. Saved by Wingate. Unitigo's John Wingate with a big save. Back in the area where Kozak made the acrobatic save before. Wingate lost his dribble. Goes to Phil Youngs. Back to Wingate. Stop and pop, and it's off the rim. No good. Big jump by Damian Zimmer. Clears it off and outlets to Bill Kozak. 2:15 to go in the third quarter. 29-28 Sydney by one. Matzel comes out. Waits for the double team. Somebody's open. It's Ward. Up, Ward tipped five behind by Butler. There's a runner from Sowersby. No good. Rebound comes right back into the hands of Quinn Barnhart. He outlets to Phil Youngs. Off to Komenda. Three in stride. No good. Rebound by Wingate. Big pivot. Risking a travel. Another big offensive save by John Wingate. This time on the court rather than coming off the court. Komenda. Muscling up against Sowersby. Nice fake. And there's going to be a foul away from the ball called on Tyler Butler, who blocked, who committed an illegal screen, pushing off the defender. And that's a huge call right there. Because, first of all, it's in the wide open. It could have gone unnoticed. It did not. But more importantly for Unitigo, that's his third. So Winchester and Butler on the bench with three fouls. So that brings Nick Beck into the ballgame. Sydney going with Ward, Zimmer, Kozak, Matzel, and Walters. They have only used Cruz a short amount of time. And there goes Matzel, who looked like he tumbled the defender over. And the defender, I don't even know who the defender is. He's on the floor. And it's Wingate on the floor. Got pummeled over there by Joe Matzel, but it's Nick Beck who gets called for the foul. So Tanner Winchester about set to come back into the game. He has to wait for the first shot to be taken. Joe Mansell at the line. He's got 8 points in the ledger so far. The shot is up, and it's short. Mansell for the season, just 5 for 10. And I'm going to say it right now because it's going to sound so negative to Joe Mansell, but when you're the center of a team and you have all the rebounds you have, to have only shot 10 free throws coming into this game is just not right. But he does make the second one. 9 points, 30-28 the score. Sydney by 2, a minute 24. So every free throw, obviously very crucial for both teams. It is Komenda nearly slipping up. They go the three-man weave to Young. Now to Winchester, who's in the game. Winchester slides the pass to Becht. Becht, a spin move by Komenda, slips it off there to Becht. A foul line jumper is off the back of the rim. Battle for the ball. It's Ward. Ward outlets to Zimmer. There's a minute to play in the third quarter. 30-28. The chess match continues. Warriors up by two. 52 seconds left. Kozak off to Zimmer. Zimmer calculating. Now he drives up and puts it up and in over Bernhardt. Damian Zimmer sprung loose yet again. He's got 6 of his 9 points in this quarter. 32-28, a relatively large lead right now of 4 points. It is Winchester, guarded closely by Zimmer. Youngs keeps the dribble alive, goes to Komenda. Now back to Youngs, three-pointer. No, it's an air ball. Rebound Zimmer. 18 seconds to go. Sydney will take the lead going into the fourth quarter. Walters back in the game. Walters zips the pass down there from Mansell. Mansell, diagonal pass. Oh, stolen away by Winchester. 7 to go. It's Komenda right back to Winchester. Awesome fast break. Very good fast break, and the quarter will end 32-30. That play could be a momentum killer for Sydney or a momentum builder for Unitigo. 32-30 after three quarters. Sydney by two. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Well, again, it's almost too predictable these days that, or the last 3 years, when Sydney and Unitigo do battle here at Oneonta's Alumni Fieldhouse, the points will be hard to come by. And for Sydney, I think the luckiest thing for them is they've had a shot clock buzzer beater and a quarter buzzer beater for 6 of those points. They lead 32-30. Zimmer and Mansell lead Sydney with 9. There's a jump stop play. Traveling will be the call. And that's the jump stop is a notorious travel in my book that rarely gets called, but it got called this time. Look at that hustle by Komenda off to Winchester. Missed the layup. He gets it again and up and no good. And it's Komenda on the follow-away. It's good. Kellen Komenda playing out of his mind. Oh, we are tied at 32. First time we were tied since 23. I just hope I can describe the play by Komenda and give it justice. A routine inbounds play for Sydney, stolen away. Kozak, stop and pop at the foul line, missed it short, and just short. Barnhart muscling the rebound for the Unitigo Spartans, who now have a chance to take a lead. 7 lead changes in this game. Winchester driving in. No, it slides off the rim. Rebound Zimmer. Zimmer to Kozak, guarded by Phil Youngs. Youngs comes up on him. It's Walters. Walters at the foul line. Needs some help. Goes right back to the safety valve, Zimmer. That's way beyond the arc. Kozak fakes the three. Goes around Komenda. Stop and pop, and it's no good. He's on the deck. The ball's still alive. It'll be Sydney's basketball. 32-32, and Unitigo folks across from me booing. People behind me from Sydney clapping. And Unitigo players with their hands up going, are you kidding me? So Kozak will inbound. It'll be a bounce pass to Ward. Inside the fake to Matzel off the leg. Off the glass. Good. Joe Matzel made the basket, but Mike Ward made the play. A no-look pass to the left for a cutting Joe Matzel. It's 34-32. Winchester thought he had a three-pointer. Well, he did. He didn't take it. Youngs to the left side. Now he'll take it. And it's good! Tanner Winchester! 8 points. Unitigo has taken the lead. Kozak on the fly. He's going to go 3-on-2 to Matzel. And Matzel is fouled. Maybe got away with the travel. Barnhart. Puts Unitigo at 7 fouls and creates the bonus situation for Sydney, although Joe Matzel will... 1-1. Oh, it will be 1-1. Okay, Matzel, 1-1. He's got 11 points. Team now trails by 1. Up and good.
Matzel makes the first give, gets the bonus.
Tied at 35. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That is our sixth tie of the ball game. Second shot is good. Sydney's regained the lead, and that's yet another lead change. Starting to run out of room. 36-35. A baker's dozen for Joe Matzel at 13. Phil Youngs, who has not scored much. In fact, he's only got 2 points, but he still is a key cog in the wheel for this team. Winchester around Zimmer. Nope, Zimmer shuts him off. Youngs, the runner in the lane, off the glass, good. Well, it's almost like it's on cue, isn't it? I said he hadn't had much point, just the 2 points. He scores on the driving layup. 37-36, Unitigo. Sydney staying sort of perimeter offense here. Ward guarded by Becht. He's going to stop and pop and is fouled. Not sure if it's before the shot or no. If it's on the floor, it's 1-1. So 2 on Nick Beck. Sydney just 3 fouls called, but again, Brandon Walters has 3 fouls himself. 37-36, Spartans by 1, Ward at the line. It is no good. 5:28 to go. Big miss there. Unitigo by 1. 5:23 to go. Winchester circles around to the left. It is off to Komenda. Now it's Youngs. Foul line. Kicks it left. Winchester back to Youngs. Komenda long three. Off the back of the rim. Rebound. Hustle by Kozak. Kozak is double teamed. And Barnhart. Is that a possession error? Yes, possession error of Sydney. Yep, Tyler Butler doing a nice job to time that. Sowersby checks back in for Mike Ward, who had that huge assist moments ago to Joe Matzel. Unitigo in a three-man zone. Kozak gets through a double team. Somebody's wide open. Walters drives in, goes up, can't hit it. Matzel with a weak side putback. Joe Matzel with a weak side putback for the basket. It's 38-37. Winchester driving in on Zimmer. Now it's kicked off in the corner. Tyler Butler calmly sinks the baseline J. 7 points for Butler. Another lead change. Kozak low to the ground. Bounce pass to Walters. Oh my goodness. Kozak slammed against the boards. No call. And Walters gets the basket anyway. And creates yet another lead change. Winchester. Now it's in the corner. Butler again. This time he misses. Zimmer doesn't quite have the rebound. Butler throws it up. No good. Barnhart gets the tap, and he gets the basket. And Unitigo takes the lead back again. Tyler Butler with a very physical play. A timeout on the floor. 41-40, Spartans by one with 4:04 to go. You're listening to the MAC Championship Boys Basketball Game on WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Our man back at the station, Joe Gardner, also our webmaster, lets me know that 29 states have been represented, people logging in on WCDOsports.com this year. Outstanding. We got at least 60 in again today. Not states, obviously, because there's only 50 states, but you know what I mean. A lot of people logging on for both the girls' and boys' games. Bill Kozak, boy, I don't know how he keeps going. He got slammed against the board, and there's a Tyler Butler intended steal, but it went out of bounds right at Mike Brzee's seat. 41-40, Unitigo by one, just under 4 minutes to go. Kozak will inbound to Damian Zimmer. Spreading the floor. Matzel comes out high post, but Kozak's going to stop and pop, and he hit off the back of the rim. Matzel keeps it alive. Walters with the ball. Good play by Matzel, not to try to go over somebody to grab the ball, but rather he tapped the ball to Walters. That's happened a couple times on both sides. Smart play. Inside, Matzel off the glass. Good. Zimmer fed Matzel, who spun and was on his strong side. Another lead change. That's 15 in the ballgame. Komenda for three, short. Rebound by Butler, missed the putback. And it's Matzel. They're going to call possession arrow. Matzel got literally mauled. Joe has got to keep his head on the Sydney side because he literally got mauled and they called the possession arrow. There's Butler for three. It's off the mark. Weak side rebound to Kozak. Up ahead to Sowersby against Komenda. Oh, he gets hit hard. Will that be an automatic two shots? That looked... Well, they'll keep it in the spirit of the game, probably the smart thing to do. Komenda literally was just trying to keep a two-point basket from happening for Sowersby, and he did it very physically. Shot is good for Sowersby. And Hunter Sowersby, who averages 7.3 a game, has been held to just, that's his third point. Second shot is no good. We're 43-41. There's a rebounding foul. That's going to go against Joe Matzel. This time. And that's where Joe Matzel's got to be very careful. Luckily for him, it's only his first. He's another one that can get two or three in a real hurry. Sydney will pressure Unitigo a bit. Youngs and Komenda playing catch as they cross half court with Komenda doing the dribbling. Into the corner for Butler. Butler stops, passes to Winchester. Now it's a three for Komenda. Just rolls off the rim. And Walters with a rebound to Zimmer. Zimmer up ahead to Kozak. It's a three-on-two. Zimmer will go in the corner for Sowersby, and they're going to slow it down per Coach Brzee's instructions. 43-41. Jim Knight still on his feet, hands on knees, clapping for his team. Walters to Sowersby in the left wing. 14 on the shot clock. And there's a... Now, see, here's what I'm not understanding from the official standpoint. They are missing some very hard fouls, but they are calling some real touch fouls. And that's actually a trouble for Unitigo because that makes four for Kellen Komenda. So in his zest to play his 100% all-the-time game. Kellen Komenda now has four fouls, and that is a major piece of information. Sowersby misses the free throw. However, it's a two-shot foul because Unitigo is already at the double bonus. Sowersby at the line this year, just 7 for 11, but today he is 1 for 3. Shot is up, and it is good. 4 points. Coach Mike Brzee wants a timeout. 44-41 with 2:29 to go in this ball game. You are listening to the Mac Boys High School Basketball Championships from Oneonta State on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Well, the Sydney boys to my left, the Unitigo boys to my right, the subbing patterns have changed today. And that's what happens in the championship game, you know. And then now foul trouble, especially for Unitigo, because here's the deal. Kellen Komenda has four. Tanner Winchester has three. Tyler Butler has three. For Sydney, Brandon Walters has three. Damian Zimmer has two. Joe Matzel has eluded foul trouble. He's played a fantastic ball game thus far. He's got 17 points. Not quite his career high of 18, I believe. 18 is his career high. So here comes Unitigo, getting very little pressure from Sydney until they make it across half court. Tanner Winchester, who can get hot at any time. It is Butler driving in on Walters. A nice drive by Tyler Butler. He's got 9 points. Walters with three fouls, risking the fourth. No, he just played a little hard defense, but Butler got the score. It's 44-43. 15 lead changes, 6 ties. Sowersby can't get the better of Youngs. Double team, Zimmer, jump pass to Walters to the right side for Kozak. They are overplaying on Unitigo. Walters to Zimmer, driving in hard. He lost control of the ball. It's on the floor, picked up by Butler. Here comes Komenda up the left side. To Youngs, right back. Komenda at the top of the key. Sowersby almost gambling on a steal. Winchester, oh, blocked by Matzel. Recovered by Barnhart. Quinn Barnhart did an amazing thing that time. Let me see who the foul's on, first of all. That's on Damian Zimmer.
Sydney foul is on number 11, Damian Zimmer.
The shot was taken, and now I'm trying to remember who took it. Joe Matzel came up with a superb block, and the ball was, and Quinn Barnhart never took his eye off the ball. It came to him, but he could have easily looked toward the rim. He didn't. He got the ball, and now he's made the first of two free throws. He's got 9 points, and boy, have they been hard-earned. It's now tied at 44. We have our seventh tie of the ball game, Barnhart. And look what the score is, 44-44. Who's shooting? Number 44. And who got the rebound? 44. And he just got called for a foul. Butler caught a major break that time. As Joe Matzel thought he had the rebound, Butler stuck in a little late. And they call Butler, they call, no, they call out of bounds. My mistake. All right, there's Butler shooting from the left side, no good. It is Zimmer with the rebound, and he had it so secure in his hands, he got fouled from behind by Tanner Winchester, who now has four. So two more shots for Sydney. This time it'll be Damian Zimmer. It is Youngs. Brandon Walters and Phil Youngs and Bill Kozak are standing around each other. They're talking amongst themselves. Zimmer at the line makes the first one. He's got 10 points. I'm sure they're saying more. This is intense. And Kozak and Youngs are talking like, this is crazy. Zimmer's second shot is short. Rebound to Quinn Barnhart. So Winchester risking a fifth foul. He's got four and is in control of the ball. And a timeout asked for by Jim Knight. 45-44. We got a minute 14 left in this ball game. We've had so many people logging on. Unitigo is being supported by folks at SUNY Delhi and also Citrus Springs, Florida. I would love to know how many...
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCD.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything for over 90 years. Downtown Sydney Center.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla,
that's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at manginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Kemper, a Unitrin business, home office, Jacksonville, Florida.
Are you ready? Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of live Tri-Town area basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
We're specialists in you, Barber's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
FM 101 AM 1490 WCDO. Well, the phone lines have gone down from the stadium. We are trying to get that connection back just as fast as we can. Stay tuned to WCDO Sports.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCD.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
I love newness. I find newness often goes hand in hand with awesomeness, which brings me to McDonald's Dollar Menu. For years, it's been my go-to menu, especially when they offer something new. The grilled onion cheddar, the newest taste for just a buck. 100% beef patty, a slice of white cheddar, caramelized onions. Newness, definitely awesomeness, resulting in happiness.
Every day, as always, there's a lot to love for a little on McDonald's Dollar Menu. A la carte only. Prices and participation may vary.
So, I hear McDonald's has any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just a dollar.
All day?
Yeah.
So I can get any of those drinks at McDonald's for a dollar right now?
Yes.
What about now?
Yep.
What about now?
Yes, 24 hours a day, any size, just a dollar.
Whoa. Satisfy your thirst with McDonald's any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just $1. All day, every day.
Ooh, even now?
Even now.
Many locations open 24 hours. Prices and participation may vary.
FM 101 AM 1490 WCDO. Well, the phone lines suddenly disconnected on us. We've been working on that, dialing back in, and just no answer up there. So back here at the studios, we're a little bit blind as to what's going on, but we're using every avenue that we have available to get reconnected and figure out what's happening up there at SUNY Oneonta and getting back online with Greg Davey just as soon as we can. Stay tuned while we work in the background on getting that connection set back up here at WCDO Sports.
At NBT Bank, we're committed to delivering the best in community banking. That's why we introduced iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive offers free checking, debit, and savings accounts that help you build and manage your personal finances, and will be there every step of the way to help you grow your money skills. At NBT Bank, we're as committed as you are to achieving your goals. Visit nbtbank.com/iStrive or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank, member FDIC.
For 85 years, the people of Morabito have delivered energy, fuel, and food, service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Morabito people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Morabito, our people make energy different.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter, the area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com. Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Oh, it took so long to come back. I apologize. A three-pointer by Tanner Winchester. We have overtime, and we were totally unaware that we had no audio for the last 10 minutes. Oh, I am so upset that we did not have a classic ending to this regulation. Tied at 46. There were free throws. Because we didn't step away for timeouts, there was no way I knew that we were not on. So thanks to Craig Stevens, who happens to be here, we got back on. It's 49-46. Unitigo by three. Sydney had numerous chances to win and hold up and could not do so. Unitigo, same thing. Tyler Butler had two free throws to tie it at 46. The last points that were scored in regulation. It is Sowersby for three. Off the rim, no good. And Mike Ward is fouled by Tyler Butler on a rebound, and that's going to be an all for Tyler Butler. A two-shot foul coming up for Mike Ward. Tyler Butler now for Unitigo is gone. Finishes with 11 points. Did a tremendous job leading his team back in the second half. Brandon Walters fouled out for Sydney with 9 points. Oh, this is agonizing for me to not know that the overtime, how it got to overtime and that we are in overtime. Unitigo leads by three. They had not led by more than by five in this game. Ward with a free throw in and out. Big miss there. Ward also missed a one-and-one earlier in the ball game in the fourth quarter. Second shot is short. Rebound Barnhart, and boy, does this change the complexion. I won't worry about what we've missed. I'm going to tell you what we're seeing now. 49-46, Unitigo with a ball and a three-point lead. They do not have Tyler Butler for Unitigo. They do not have Brandon Walters for Sydney. Probably a wash as far as how they play. Winchester goes to Barnhart in the corner. Missed it. Rebound, Matzel. The ball is loose. Diving on the floor. It's Sowersby. He breaks away. Sowersby up the right side. Makes the layup in terrific traffic. Unbelievable defense. Sowersby with his second basket. He's got 6 points. Boy, was that a risky play. Sydney trailing by one. Komenda drives in. Dumps it off to Barnhart. Misses. He gets his own rebound. Puts it up and is fouled. Foul on the play. Quinn Barnhart, relentless. And for those of you that missed it, Barnhart was also big in getting Unitigo back to the overtime. The foul is on Damian Zimmer, who has picked up his fourth. Sydney has not been in much foul trouble, but Walters is gone, and Zimmer now with four for Unitigo. Butler is gone. Shot is up, and it is no good. This is a two-shot foul. Two-shot foul. So Barnhart misses. He was 1-for-2 in the fourth quarter. He's got 9 points. 49-48, Spartans by one. Both teams in the bonus, but Sydney gets to shoot double bonus from here on out. Second shot. The gym got respectfully quiet, and Barnhart makes the free throw. So he's got 8 points under his average. 50-48, but nobody's thinking about averages right now. Kozak, who has been held to just that three-point buzzer beater. He is their leading scorer and has not been able to score. Zimmer drives hard, goes up, and scores it! Risking a foul, an offensive foul, tied at 50. The eighth tie in this ball game. In the corner is Barnhart again, guarded by Matzel. Barnhart, nice slip away there by Matzel, but recovered by Winchester. Pass over his shoulder for Barnhart. Recovered or out of bounds. It'll be Sydney's basketball. Damian Zimmer now with 12 points in this ball game. And my pencil lead's all but shot, so I've got to go with a pen. 50-50, a minute eight to play. This game has taken so many turns. Just be grateful that we're on the air right now because we missed so much time. It is Sowersby. Dribbling. Cross the court to Zimmer. Zimmer needs a screen. He'll get it from Matzel. He fakes the one way, goes the right way because he's left-handed. Matzel in the corner back to Zimmer. 9 on the shot clock. Zimmer drives it again, goes up, and scores it! And he's fouled! Wait a minute, offensive foul. Oh, it's an offensive foul. Zimmer's acrobatic shot is wiped off with an offensive foul. It seems like the one official who's right walking right in front of me with a ponytail has made the most crucial calls in this game both ways. Both ways, crucial calls. He made the fifth foul call on Butler, Walters, and now Zimmer. Zimmer fouls out with 12 points. So Sydney is going to go with a fresh body in Austin McCarroll. 2 years on the varsity. Very quick. He will be guarding Tanner Winchester. And there's a steal by McCarroll, but the ball is loose, and it's Barnhart with the basket. Quinn Barnhart got the loose ball and scored the left side. Kozak dribbling, goes out to Sowersby. 21 seconds to go. Sowersby is, well, we're going to have a pause because Mike Brzee calls the timeout. Remember last time, Unitigo forced the five-second call, which helped force the overtime. 52-50, Unitigo by two, and the gym has gotten suddenly as quiet as it's been since I got here at 1 o'clock. Well, our sponsors continue to get some great coverage today. I've read these guys all the time, so I lost track of where I've been. We've got Waste Recovery Enterprises, the Silo Restaurant and Green, Smith Insurance Agency, Quality Hardwoods, Alpine Roofing, Shindella Federal Credit Union, and B&M Auto, by Roberts Eye Care Associates, Neighbors Insurance, Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Jessef House Billing Supplies, Tabone Chiropractic, Amphenol Corporation, and Egley Machine. Sydney and Unitigo have done a mammoth battle here this afternoon. There have been 16 lead changes, and 9 ties, but Unitigo has the lead 52-50. Unitigo has Phil Youngs, Kellen Comenda, John Wingate, Quinn Barnhart, and Tanner Winchester, a sophomore, a junior, and 3 seniors. One of them a transfer from Sydney. Sydney goes with Sowersby, Ward, McCarroll, no, Mino. Mino now gets the inbounds pass. Kozak and Matzel. Mino to Matzel. 15 on the clock. Kozak has not taken a shot. It is Matzel inside. Off the glass. No good, but he's fouled. No, an offensive foul. It'll be an offensive foul called on Joe Matzel. And Unitigo will shoot double bonus if Sydney... If Sydney fouls, it's an automatic 2 shots, and Wingate got knocked over and might have had the wind knocked out of him. And Jim Knight wants a timeout. And we're actually going to take a timeout right now because both teams are over on their sidelines. All right, 52-50, 9 seconds to go. Spartans will have the ball and the lead. Live MAC Championship Basketball on WCDL.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, here we go. Final 9 seconds. Sydney will obviously clamp down. Youngs looking for a pass and is going to call a timeout. Phil Youngs, veteran, knowing what he has to do. Of course, the Tri-Valley game was supposed to start at 6 o'clock, but it won't because of this overtime. And just to recap that last part, I don't know how much we missed in the fourth quarter. I'll tell you right now, because no longer on the record are some of my best calls I've made all season based on the hustling of guys like Joe Matzel for Sydney, Damian Zimmer for Sydney, Tyler Butler for Unitigo, and Quinn Barnhart for Unitigo. Barnhart has scored 3 of the 5 points in overtime. Tanner Winchester has a 3-pointer himself. I'm sorry, 3 of the 6. The 3-pointer by Winchester and the 3 points by Quinn Barnhart. Changed the complexion of this game after the overtime was forced by Unitigo. So here we go again. No shot clock even to think of. And it is Jonathan Forte into the game for Unitigo with only 7/10 of a second expired off the clock. Mike Ward commits the foul. And that's going to put Jonathan Forte at the line. Jonathan Forte has not played in this game until just now. He has 7/10 of a second of playing time in this game, and I would say this is a biggie, but he does have 2 shots. It's a guaranteed 2 shots, and he makes the first one. Jonathan Forte has come into this ball game shooting a perfect 4-for-4. Now he's 5-for-5. The shot is up, and it's no good. And it's Matzel to Kozak. 6 seconds to go. Kozak is going to go for 3. No, it's going to be Sowersby for 3. No! And they can't get it, and Unitigo has pulled off the upset. Unitigo with an upset win. 2 in a row for the Spartans here in Oneonta. They are the number one seed, Sydney Warriors, for the sectionals, but today they are number two as Unitigo. Does the, I won't call it impossible, but based on what was going on with about a minute to go, the unlikely, they came from 3 points down, from 4 points down in the last minute of play to force overtime and the win for Unitigo at 53-50. Oh, my goodness. We have to recap this one. And part of it is the stuff that we missed, and I know I'm harping on it, but no one is more upset about it than I am. But we start our post-game show on WCDO, sponsored by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and happy to support the area's high school athletes. NBT Bank has served the community for more than 150 years. Member FDIC. By Meng Insurance, our Dynamic Defense Award sponsor. Meng Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. At Meng Insurance, we insure your life. Well, well, well. So for this game, well, I still gotta add my numbers, which I'm very sure are correct, and I can do it in pen. I don't think I'll mess it up here. But some of the people who score a lot didn't score a lot. Some of the people who score a lot didn't score a lot. It's one of those games that you'll always remember if you were here or if you were listening or logging on. Except, of course, for the 7 or 8 minutes that we might have lost in the regulation. And I'm talking 7 or 8 minutes in game time. I'm talking the 7 or 8 minutes in real time. And for those of you that were wondering what was going on, I really can't tell you what was going on. The phone connection got lost. It got mysteriously lost. And before we go to a break and hear from our two post-game sponsors, I'll just say it this way. A lot of times when it gets close to the end of the game, I won't leave because I don't want to miss a minute, a second of the action for you, the listener. So when I normally go to a commercial, I hear Joe Gardner back at the station who says, all right, is it a 30, is it a 60, how much time do we do? I thought maybe he stepped away for just a second and might not have heard me say we were going to a timeout. Apparently, at that point of time, and I honestly don't remember what the score was at that point, the game obviously very, very close, I said, well, okay, he's not coming back on. I'm just going to go for it. Apparently, at that time, there was no audio. So from there to the end of regulation when it was tied at 46, we lost that part. We can't get it back, and I do apologize for that. So onward and upward, we will recap the great win by Unitigo. Stick around. It is the MAC Boys Championship and now the postgame show on WCDL.
At NBT Bank, we're committed to delivering the best in community banking. That's why we introduced iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive offers free checking, debit, and savings accounts that help you build and manage your personal finances and will be there every step of the way to help you grow your money skills. At NBT Bank, we're as committed as you are to achieving your goals. Visit nbtbank.com/iStrive or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank, member FDIC.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD, calf or decaf.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat, vanilla.
That's where Meng Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef.
So for the right choice, contact Meng Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Meng online at menginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including NYCM Insurance, home office, Edmiston, New York.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back. And you heard from our sponsors, obviously. And a little spin on the voice, and some of that you didn't even hear. Well, this game didn't have, you know, and the funny thing is this game did not have the pregame hype that the Unitigo-Unadilla Valley girls game had. I mean, it's Sydney-Unitigo. There's no secrets. They're all well-known to each other. to the fans. People work side by side in different places. And so there's never really a secret. Unitigo and Unadilla Valley, they know each other a little bit in the realm of playing outside of the regular season, you know, and travel teams. Sometimes they play on the same team. Sometimes they play different teams, but AAU and all that stuff. So you think about those things, and then you see, then Unitigo and Unadilla Valley, those two teams, there was just one loss and a three-point spread, and it was going to be tight. Well, Unitigo and Unadilla Valley did play a good girls game, UV winning by 10. For the boys, Sydney in Unitigo had pretty much dominated that game and didn't look like they were going to give that up at all. Unitigo and start of the Sydney game was exactly like that. They went out to a big lead, and then and Unitigo came right back. They weren't going to refuse, or they were refusing to bow down, and they just kept at it, and different sources made for the win. Just one of those things, and that's high school basketball, and these guys, it's the second season for both of them as they go on with Sydney as the number one seed. Unitigo, which will host their game with Unadilla Valley, can't remember what number they are. I think it's 7 versus 10, and so that'll be a game. Unitigo, how will they encore this game on Wednesday? I'll be interested to see. Sydney gets a bye, so they at least get a break before they play on Saturday as the number one seed in Class C. But just like over in the IAC, nothing is predictable. I'm trying to, let's see. I had all these different pages. There was going to be, I got the IAC champions. I'm not in any hurry to get out of here, let me tell you. And neither are the players. In fact, Hunter Sowersby's over there talking to John Wingate. And a major neighborhood rivalry come to life right here today. Somebody had to win, somebody had to lose. The IAC large school champion this year is Watkins Glen. They defeated Whitney Point by 2. IAC small school champion is Moravia, 55-51 winners over Odessa Montour. Delaware League champion in Class D is Margaretville. They won over South Courtright. But the IAC schools are very important to the Class C realm of things, and so Watkins Glen and Moravia are going to be watched closely by the teams over here in the Mid-State Athletic Conference. So Unitigo winning their second in a row. Congratulations to them. Let's go through the scoring recap. Kellen Comenda had 12 points. He was the early shooting star for Unitigo. Got into foul trouble. Didn't do a whole lot of shooting later on, but his defense was there. 2 3-pointers, 12 points overall. John Wingate had a basket for 2. Tanner Winchester had 11 points. 2 3-pointers, 1 in the fourth quarter, 1 in overtime. The last 3-pointer gave Unitigo their last lead of a 16 lead change game for good. Tyler Butler started slow, got into early foul trouble, finishes with 11 points. He had 6, including a key one and one in the fourth quarter. Phil Young, 2 baskets, 4 points. Jonathan Forte played 9 seconds, had 1 for 2 from the line to help salt that win away. 1 point. Quinn Barnhart, 12 points, 5 2-pointers, 2 for 4 from the line. I'm not even going to begin to count the rebounds that he had. So, again, even in a game like this, Unitigo comes up with a balanced scoring. They had 4 guys in double figures, and the bench scoring totaled 3. So the mighty 5 for Unitigo came through. They had 5, 10, 15, 16, and I'm hoping this works. 16 two-pointers for 32. 5 three-pointers for 47. And I'm already off because there's 6, 7, 8, 9 free throws. I have 2 extra points for some reason. 9 and 6 is 15. 9 for 15 from the free throw line. Let's make sure I've got that right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 two-pointers, 3 Ah, 2 3-pointers for Tanner Winchester. That's what it is. Okay, so 4 3-pointers makes it 44, and 9 is 53. Got it. All right, for Sydney, they had balanced scoring as well, but Joe Metzel led all scores with 17 points. Got called for that last offensive foul. The ball actually did not go in the basket, so he would not have gotten the points had they let it go anyway because he didn't score. But 17 points, 3 for 4 from the line, a couple of really nice tip-ins. Brandon Walters fouled out, but he scored 9 points. He had 5 in the first quarter. He has one of 2 3-pointers for Sydney. One of 3 3-pointers for Sydney. Bill Kozak, the buzzer beater at half court. That was it for Bill Kozak. He was held in check the rest of the game. Mike Ward, 2 for 5 from the foul line for 2 points. Damian Zimmer got off to a slow start, hit a 3-pointer when they were on the shot clock bubble, finishes with 12 points. He had an offensive foul that turned it totally around in overtime as he scored on the layup but knocked over John Wingate. I was blocked out of the play by the official, as I have most of the offensive fouls, because the official's right in my way. I can't tell yay or nay. You got to go with what the official's called. And I know Wingate got his bell rung because he was shaken up a little bit. But that foul by Damian Zimmer disallowed the basket, and that was crucial. But he finishes with 12 points. And Hunter Sowersby with 6 points, 2 for 4 from the foul line. So let's add them up. 2, 4, 5, and 7, 12. That can't be right. 12 2-pointers, 3 3-pointers, so that's 24. No, that can't be right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and, okay, 14 2-pointers, that's 28. 3 3-pointers for 9 more, that's 37. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 from the free throw line. Wait a minute. 1, 2, 3. Don't you love live radio, folks? 1 for 3 from the line. I think I'm missing something somewhere. 7 and 5 is 12, and 8 is 20, and 4 is 24. Yeah, doing it on the fly when all kinds of chaos was going on. But anyway, 50 points for Sydney, led by Joey Matzel, 17, and Damien Zimmer's 12. Unitinga with 4 guys in double figures, a pair of 12s in Comenda and Barnhart, a pair of 11s in Winchester and Butler. So the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner will be Quinn Barnhart. Barnhart with keeping offensive possessions alive, and that was the key. That was one of the many keys to Unitinga with the win tonight. And the Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award will go to, now, it could either go to Comenda, it could go to Sowersby, it could go to Youngs, and we are going to go with Phil Youngs on the defense. Phil Youngs guarding Kozak every step of the way, making it very, very hard. He will win defense, and Barnhart will win offense. So congratulations to not only those guys, but Jim Knight as well, the coach who came back from a season that he was thought he would be done and enjoying basketball as a spectator. Nope, he got corralled into coming back. And look at this. He wins a second straight Mid-State Athletic Conference Championship. So congratulations to him and to the Unitinga Spartans for a phenomenal job. And now that gives them momentum going into the playoffs, no question about it. All right, so speaking of sectional playoffs, 4 games coming up. Tuesday in Afton against the girls against Marathon. Wednesday, Unadilla Valley and Unitinga will play at Unitinga. That's the 7 and 10. Friday night will be probably at Unadilla Valley to whoever wins the round that UV gets the bye for in the quarterfinal girls. And then Sydney, still the top seed. They don't take that away. They'll play at home next Saturday against an opponent to be determined. So for Joe Gardner back at the station, I'll make one more apology, but I thank everybody for logging in and tuning in. We certainly appreciate it. All of our special sponsors, and of course, couldn't do it without Joe Gardner back at the station keeping us going. And we will talk to you on Tuesday night for the Mid-State Athletic Conference. No, that is no longer. Now we go Section 4 playoffs on Tuesday from Afton, Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show at 6:45. and the game between Afton and Marathon coming at 7 o'clock. For WCDO Radio Sports and the Mid-State Athletic Conference 12th Annual Basketball Championship Doubleheader, I'm Greg Davey. Have a good one.